Star 1310 and the Gospel Spotlight welcomes Tracy Artis. Tracy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Tracy, I hear music in the air. How did this all come about?
Oh, AJ, it was all God. About 11 years ago, God gave me a vision of a conference that would bring people together from all denominations, all walks of life, and bring people together to have healthy dialogue about the music industry, church, ministry, songwriting, producing. And I was kind of overwhelmed as all of it was unfolding, but I'm a doer. So I just began to write out my vision and make it plain, and I began to pull friends in from the industry to be a part of it. And 11 years later, we're here.
Did you ever think that it would be as big as it is?
You know, I did, because God does big things. You know, he says that we're above and not beneath, we're the head and not the tail. So I knew anything that he was directing would reach the masses. And so, you know, year one, we had thousands of people the first year we ever did it, because there hadn't ever been anything done like it in Cincinnati. And it just continues to grow and grow.
Now, you have different nights. Tell us about some of those nights and some of those activities that will be going on.
Sure. Friday, May 18th, we kick it off with a concert. Headline of the concert this year is Kirk Franklin. We have Byron Cage, Isaac Carey, Amber Bullock, brand new artist Shanita Jones, Charles Jenkins, and the Fellowship Choir from Chicago. It's going to be a major, major night in gospel in Cincinnati. The tickets are going very, very quickly, so I'm just excited about that night. On Saturday, we have our Youth Summit. We have Canton Jones. We have Ray Beatty. We have the group Christopher. We have Kirk Franklin back with us on Saturday for the Youth Summit, and we're just excited about that day. And then we have I Hear Music Idol that same evening, where we'll be showcasing new artists from all over the country. When that closes, we'll culminate Saturday evening with the Urban Soul Cafe, which a brother by the name of Carlos Hale out of Nashville, Tennessee, has been doing for years. He just decided to take it on the road and bring it here to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Now,
so that's Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, I love celebrating people. On Sunday, we honor the music ministry of Donnie McClurkin, the Tuskegee Airmen, and the NAACP.
So we are talking about a great, great and a big event. This is probably, the biggest conference in the gospel music industry?
Well, I would like to say that it's one of them. I mean, you have, you know, Teresa Harrison with the Gospel Heritage Conference, mm-hmm. and you have, you know, ministries all over the country that do different conferences. But what I love about mine is that when you come, you're able to reach and touch the persons that are there. We have workshop classes on Saturday that's going on the same time as the Youth Summit. We have Bishop Derek Triplett all the way from Florida teaching a class on plan and purpose for your life. We have Wandlin Stokes out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Pastor Sheila Knight teaching a women in ministry class. And then Ace Alexander with Airplay 360 with a panelist of great artists from all over the country, songwriters, producers, musicians.
In order to put something of this magnitude together, how do you do something like this to make everything flow as smooth as it does?
Well, I have a great staff, a great team of people. I have Star Harris. I have Chaka Rainbow, a young lady by the name of Janice Shaw. I have a staff that's been with me for years, Wendy and Lee Langston, Beverly and Rick Richardson, my husband, Bobby Artis. So literally, when we close one year, I go sew up the venues for the following year, and I begin planning. So it's kind of around the clock. The great thing about the favor that God has shown on my life is that literally everybody that comes to my conference every year are all friends of mine. So, you know, I don't go through a year trying to book Kirk Franklin. He's a friend of mine. I worked all of his records at Gospel Centric and moved on into the Verity system. And, you know, Byron Cage, I manage, and he's one of my best friends in the music industry, and we've been together for over 20 years. And so I just literally pick up the phone and call the different artists. Jay Moss has been with me for many years. He'll be back with me for the Youth Summit. Brian Courtney Wilson, it's not the first time I've had him here in the city. He'll be with us on Sunday for the Legends Ball. So I know it seems like a lot of work to put together, but the stressful part is not really stressful because I really am just bringing my friends together. And that's why I enjoy the weekend so much, because I get to see everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they all really, really enjoy being here. And I have a friend that says this. He says, when work don't feel like work, it's a destiny. And when I'm putting this together, it doesn't feel like work.
Wow.